Toshima, Ilon HaMesech al Oretz. You have a tree that has very long branches, so it's bending over, and it's Mesech, it's...
like a weeping well.
Right. It's being Mesech al Oretz, it's being serving as a schach on the ground. Basically, it's coming all the way down to the ground, bending over. In Ein Neufoy, Gevoyim in Oretz, if the branch is not higher than the ground, Shloshet Tvachim, Metaltel and Tachtav, you can carry underneath. It's considered Mechitza. You have... the branches is Kesidah Mechitza, and
this is talking about Shabbos.
This is talking about Shabbos, correct. And so you light a candle, metaltel and tachtav, under the branches. You apply the din of Lavud, and once it's a Rishus HaYochid. Now the halacha is by Rishus HaYochid, even the areas where the branches, let's say under the branch, you don't have full 10 tvachim, towards the end where it's already closer to the ground, if you stand over there, there's no ten tefachim. They didn't have churi rishus ayachid. Once the rishus ayachid, even the holes, the places that don't have a mokum dalad al dalad, don't have 10, it's going to be considered rishus ayachid. They metalten and tachta. Frek the gemara amai. So we discussed till now the rabbi Yaakov was mechadash adin that every mechitza that cannot stand with a ruch mitzui, which means pashas. We explained yesterday the chiddush of rabbi Yaakov is that if it moves back and forth, it's not considered a good mechitza.
So what keeps saying that? About your tefachim here.
Well, no, of course they have to have your tefachim.
Yeah.
You have to have your tefachim to make it a mechitza. You have to be a rishus ayachid. But then even the areas that don't have yud, then they didn't have churi rishus ayachid. That's what I meant. Yeah, sure. You have to have yud to create a rishus ayachid. So we're asking now, Rabbi Chabi Yaakov, that said a mechitza that moves back and forth, even though it doesn't fall down with a ruch mitzuyah, but the wind makes it move back and forth, it's not a good mechitza. So, frek the Gemara, same kasha here, amai, why could, according to Rabbi Chabi Yaakov, why metaltel and tachtav, hoka'ozel v'osi? The branches are going to move backwards and forwards. So, according to Rabbi Chabi Yaakov, it's not a good mechitza. And for the Gemara, like the Gemara answered previously as well, hosam nami the obedle behutza v'dafla. To these branches, you basically wove it and tied it down. Basically, it's not going to move backwards or forwards, and therefore you can be metaltel. You can carry there in Shabbos.
Why do you hutzav adafna? You could have weaved the branches together to the trunks, and then you won't need hutzav adafna. It'll be the same thing
to the trunks.
To the trunk, all the way crack it back, all the way in to crack it.
No.
Crack.
The branches grow from something. It's called the trunk.
No, right. Hutzav adafna is the nature of the branches that are sturdy enough, right, so they're not moving.
The branches are going over this way. You want to pull it back underneath where you're going to be using...
No, instead of making chutz of adaf, you take the branches and weave them together and weave them to the... And the one closest to the tree trunk, just weave to the tree trunk. It's not going to move.
I guess if you move it, weaving them together, you're not going to have enough matter to serve as a mechitza. You want to add matter here, chutz of adaf, to fill in the gaps of between the branches and make it tight as well. So that's the Gemara says, like the Gemara answered before, the overlay behutza v'dafna. Shrek the Gemara, yuchach netaltel bekula. You should be able to carry, no matter how large this area of the mechitzas that I have through my branches here. It's Allah omer Ravuna b'edev shu. Why did Ravuna b'edev shu say, ein metaltel ella beis asayim? You can only carry if the size of this area is a beis asayim, which is approximately 100 by, what is it, 150?
Like
5,000, like the Mishkan, 5,000 square amma. That's how much a base of Siam is.
50 by 100
is 5,000 square. Yeah, so it seems like even if it would be bigger than that, you would not be able to carry. And the kasha is why? If he wove it with hutzav adafna, so he contributed here and he made a mechitza for dira to live here. Then why else would he tie it down and make a nice mechitza here? So it's mukaf ladira. It's surrounded. The mechitza made ladira to live in those confines of the mechitza. And then if it's mukaf ladira, even if it's bigger than a basis sign, even bigger than 5,000 square.
Why are we using the chutzav adafna to determine now it's ready to be used? What's the parameter that you say?
I guess if it wouldn't have done anything, then I don't know if you can look at it as mukaf ladira. It would be like a karif if that's mechitzis, staka mechitzis, but it wouldn't be considered hukaf ladira that you made a ladira.
This is strong enough that it's ladira.
Right, so if it's not hukaf ladira, you have up to, but nevertheless you have mechitzis, it's up to basis sign, up to 5,000 square amma, you can carry in there because you have mechitzis. More than that, not.
Once you mark it with ladira, even greater.
Correct. Even if it's larger, you should be able to carry. Why did Ravuna Beinu say you can't carry? If you wove it here, behutzah bedavna, you contributed, you made the mechitzis here, it's going to be considered the mechitzis of shemukaf ladira, and even a larger area you should be able to carry.
Hukaf ladira means the ladira came first, and then you made the pizzas. Then to say that the kafir is part of the deer.
Okay.
You have a big yard.
Right.
But over here, he's not living there yet.
Once he lives there and he weaves it and makes it ladiri, that should be enough. It doesn't have to be only first he lives and now he puts up his mechitzis, he makes the mechitzis and he decides to move in there.
So if you have a real kafir and you put a house in the middle of it, you're going to be able to carry the whole thing?
I learned Erevin, but I don't remember. I don't recall exactly. I hear you, Shaila, but I would. You want to know if a carf shloi hukaf ladira? If I can turn it into a hukaf ladira?
That's what this case is over
I think
there.
You could. I think you could.
This command of Raya.
Right. I think so. I think you can. You want to bring your eye from here? Because this before you wove it, there wasn't a hukaf ladira. You're creating a hukaf ladira. Right. But that's the Gemara's kasha. If you made a chutzav daf, even a bigger than a base of sayim, you should be able to carry. And for the Gemara, mishum to have a dir shetashmishel la'aver, it's a dir that its use is la'aver, is for the ear, the hainu for the outside. We'll see Rashi in a second. V'chol dir shetashmishel la'aver, ein metaltalim boy elos esayim. The Gemara is answering, you're asking, should we consider hukaf ladir? But it's not a real, full-fledged hukaf ladir. Why? Look at Rashi, the Rashi, shetashmisha la'aver. Ein asuya dir zu, this dir is not made ela l'tzarech aver shechutzela. Why? Lishmer hasodes. You want to live there, you want to stay there to watch the fields on the outside. Ve'ein l'cheshuva dir l'hater hek of gadol. It's only if it's, you want to live there as to live there for itself. But if you're living in there because you want to watch what's going on the outside?
It's
using the inside, but the reason you're setting up shop here is because you want it for the outside.
So let's say you have
what's not considered totally a hooker for ladir.
So people have a village that they only live in the village when they're farming.
Okay, that's the diaphragm.
And then they go the rest of the time they live in the city. You're going to tell me the whole village is not hooker for ladir?
No, when once you're living in the village, now you're living in the village. That's okay.
So what?
This is because he's a shomer soda.
But he's living there, meanwhile.
Right here. But the point is...
Derech Chodom is not that way.
The mechitza was created in Mukvali not to live inside, it's to watch on the outside.
No, if you learn that he's watching it to the outside while he's in the mechitza.
Of course he is, sure is.
Yeah, but since Gemara says the Chutz of Daphna, so it's talking about it goes out.
Probably means both.
Even if we have Chutz of Daphna, it's still...
Right, it's still not considered mukaf ladir, and therefore you can only carry if it's up to a base of sayim. If it's more than a base of sayim, you can't carry it. Toshima.
So those houses that they have, like farmhouses,
watch houses like that.
So you're saying that
according to Gemara, it would not be.
So a fire tower
up to a base of sayim.
A fire tower.
5,000 square meters, yeah. Quite big.
Right, so saying you have a nice,
it has
nice,
to be
nice
ice
house inside of a field, and the only purpose of that is to watch the house. The house is not a house.
Right. It's a house up to Beis Hasayim. It's mechitzis, it's a house, but
most people don't have
not considered enough mukafli. You're right. 5,000 square meters, 5,000 square
meters. 10,000 square feet.
10,000 square feet. It's a shayna villa, what?
This is more than, it has to be more.
And more. So how could that be not mukafli dir?
Right.
That's what you put in there. I don't know.
It's talking about the open area.
Right.
And it's talking about you have machizas, but you have the deer
correct.
Inside it.
Correct.
Depends what the deer is for.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You know, your heart. No, okay. That's the Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Toshima. We'll ask another kasha on Rav Chaim Yaakov. Shovas Betel. If you show us on Shabbos Betel, Shugavoya Sover, like a small mount. That's high 10. V'huma arba amas, and from 4 amas ad beis asayim up to the beis asayim. V'chem b'neika in a valley shu omek asor. It's deep 10. V'huma arba amas. Also, the size is that it's between 4 amas and a beis asayim. Again, tail made because it's gavoy asor. So we say gurasik. It's considered mechitza, and it's rishus ayochid. A bikin b'neika also.
Why is
that?
Why is it gurasik?
Why else?
The tail itself has your tefachim.
The tail, but where's my mechitzis? Where mechitzis surrounding you?
No, it doesn't matter. As long as I'm higher, the whole area is higher than your...
Higher than you, there's a makom patur.
No, Makom Torah is only if you don't have Dalai Lama, so it's not your Tvachim. Once you have
higher than your Tvachim, I think is also the
problem. No, it's a straight Rosh Hashanah.
Because I see the mechitzas of my tail going up.
Are
you sure?
There's no problem.
The big Eruvim around the world use walls.
Rashi says it's talking about with mechitzas. The end of Rashi, the Shabbos.
I think that's how tail always works. The tail mukif mechitzu the kol shegoyva asara amina gudasik. Yeah, Rashi. Thank you. Rashi, the end of the shiboylus. That's how tail always works in Gan Tzair. Tail works that you say gudasik. That's just how it works. So you have these cases. These are all considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but it says specifically here in the Braise, only from Arba Amos Ad Beis Asayim. V'chein Kama Ketzura, you have stalks that were cut off, but you still have some Shibolos left that are standing, and it's Makifah, so the Shibolos Makifah, so it's still Mak of the area. So again, you have your Mechitzas here, through the Shibolos, through the stalks that are not cut off yet. Mahalaches Kulo, you can walk around the whole thing. V'chutzelo Alpayim Amah. And you now count this from this area. You have 2,000 amma in terms of truman. So, fractikimar also afagav the cause of asi. If you're using the shibolos, the stalk for your mechitza, so lechoyre it's kashan arivachav yagel lechoyre it's cause of asi. It's moving backwards. For example, fractikimar hasam nami davle behutzav edafne. You made hutzav edafne, so it's strong, and it's not going to move, and they're holding each other, and therefore, it is a good mechitza. So that's basically we had a bunch of kashas and Rachav Yaakov from various places, and Gemara keeps on answering Hutzav Adafna, and therefore it's a good mechitza. But a mechitza that cannot moves backwards or forwards is not a good mechitza. We spoke of yesterday that it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah any movement backwards and forwards is a problem. Say from the bring from the Chazanish, only if it's the walls made from different partitions from different pieces and they move away from each other and they land them 1 or 2, 3 tvachim from each other. But that's going to shalom with the canvas sukkahs, with the movement of a sukkah, if it's tied down on the bottom and let's say it gets a belly in the middle and moves backwards and forwards, it's not really moving on the top and the bottom, is that an issue? According to the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the way it brings it is without stam, like if it moves backwards or forwards, it moves.
The Arab string is the same problem.
String moves in the wind?
No, they
make it usually very tight, it can't move. And it's so thin that the air.
As a matter of fact, you can hang, most air strings, you can hang from them and they're not going to move. I'm not putting it around my neck. Anyway, that Rashi from Shibolos is not talking about tail. He's talking about that's on the ground with Shibolos.
No. The last part of Rashi with tail. The tail mukif mechutzizu. Tail is mukif mechitzis. Why? The kol shigvoy.
It's not like.
It doesn't say ke. The tail mukif mechitzis. The tail is mukif mechitzis because it's goy v'asara. Why? Because good asik. Like I mentioned before. You're asking a kasha. Okay, we have to address a kasha after the shiur. Why do you have to come on to good asik? That's what he's asking. Okay, where's my mechitzis otherwise? That's why. Zok the Mishnah. Shluchim mitzvah, peturim in asukah. Shluchim mitzvah, apotim in asukah. Rashi says, shluchim mitzvah, holche b'derech mitzvah. They're going on the way to do a mitzvah. Kegoin, for example, lilma teirah. They're going with the lilma teirah. Big shayla, why is lilma teirah? Even if according to Bshim B'Yichoy, Terosim knows everything, Avada, once you have a mitzvah, besides for Krishma maybe, once you have a mitzvah, the whole lulmoid amenas lasos. Of course, you have a mitzvah, you have to take a lulav and the mitzvah varies. You have to do a mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah. So why would going to learn Torah be something that would pat to you from the sukkah? If when you're learning Torah itself, you have to be mafsik Torah and go do a mitzvah. The Rashi is going lulmo Torah. Lahakpil pnei rabbi, to go visit the makpil pnei rabbi in Bechag. I think the Aruch HaLener wants to be medayik from here that even the mitzvah de Rabbonon, which mitzvah de Reis is this, Lachbo Pnei Rabbi, mitzvah de Rabbonon, even the mitzvah de Rabbonon could be, is you're going to have the din of Oisik be mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah, and a mitzvah de Reis.
How could Rabbonon be Oisik de
Reis? Right, that's a good shayla. That's,
we also saw the story earlier in Sukkah when they went to visit the Reish Kalusa, right?
Right.
They went shluchim, so they were there already.
They were already there. So you're saying,
they said they're potter from the Sukkah.
Okay.
And they were visiting.
No, because they're not staying there. If you're going to learn Torah, once you get to the place learning Torah, then you're not part of it. But this is Rashi's.
They're still on the way. They're going.
They're going. And if they only went, let's say that person who used to travel a whole year, 6 months there or 6 months back, and stay there a day. Mustamli, that day he's also close to Luchay Ritzel. Because he's not, he's only there very short.
The Livdo is Shvuim, and to be Livdo is Pidyon Shvuim. These are great mitzvah. So Shluchim Mitzvah is Potem and Asukah. And the Gemara starts with the Sugya from Oisig Mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah. If you're busy doing one mitzvah, you're Potem for another mitzvah. Okay, choylem. Oh, that's mechloikus v'shoylem. Mechloikus v'shoylem. We'll get there. Yeah. Okay. Why? These are oh, hilchei drachim, right? So you say hilchei drachim. We're gonna get to the sugya, right? Okay. Okay. Any hilchei hilchei derech could be spotted. So the chiddush over here is shluchem mitzvah. You're saying hilchei derech is only potter b'yoyim, not b'layla, right? Yes, yeah, so we have to see this sugya later.
If you wind up at a place that has a sukkah, you're going to say, I'm not going inside the sukkah because I'm potter. If other than that, he's chayiv. There's a sukkah there. He's just not chayiv to build one.
Right. Okay, we're going to get to the sugya. It's the next blood also. But I think the chiddush of, yes, and while you're holich b'derech potter, you're on the way, that's the shad chalamoid, you're allowed to leave. If you go on a trip, I'm holich b'derech. Now I don't have a sukkah. I'm potter in a sukkah. But The shluchim mitzvah, the chiddush is even when they're resting, even at night, when they're resting and not being busy.
I'm not from Lachnavash, right. I'm not just b'derech mitzvah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Holch b'derech mitzvah, okay. I think that's the chiddush.
What can you learn in the sukkah?
What?
What can you learn Torah in the sukkah?
No, you don't have a sukkah. The point is, once you're going to the b'derech, you have to be busy. You don't have to be busy putting up a sukkah. Well,
shluchim mitzvah, what does that mean?
You're on the way to doing a mitzvah. You're traveling to
you're traveling to learn?
You're traveling to go learn by Rebbe, you're traveling to learn.
No, Rebbe is another Zach.
Oh, you're saying you're going Lum Mei Torah? But you're Hoylich B'derech, you're going Lum
Mei Torah. But not while.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeshiva's making
while you're being a Hoylich, though, in that mode. The Gemara starts with the sugya from Oisik Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. The Achrayin, I think, when Yeshua asked, really, for Oisik Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah is a Klal Negan Shas. Why is it miyuchad over here? We learn it out from right. Krishma, from Pesach, from Pesach. We learn it out from Oisik Mitzvah Mitzvah. Why is it something miyuchad, something unique over here by Sokka? So he wants to say the chiddush over here is even though you're being over, bekum vaseh. Meaning normally you build Oisik Mitzvah, so I'm potter for the next mitzvah. Here you're being Oisik Mitzvah. Whatever you're doing over here, you're going and eating out of the Sokka. That's like a positive. That's like you're being over b'kum v'aseh. There's a whole shayla.
And it's not
like
a shem v'altasa.
Correct. It's not a shem v'altasa. It's kum v'aseh. Because the whole shayla, eating out of the sukkah, is that a iser? Or is just, yeah, if you're eating, you have to eat in the sukkah. But is eating out of the sukkah some kind of an iser? It seems like the pain. Sure, there's also like a menches chinuch. Give the egg holes, I think, the opposite.
It's not allowed?
But it's not like an iser. It's not an iser. I think the minute, yeah. Mugavram has a case you can give a little kid to eat, you maybe machal a kid out of the sukkah. It's called like safin la b'yidayim. You're giving him b'yidayim to eat out of the sukkah. It's like an iser. You can't give a kid to eat. You be careful to give a kid to eat out of the sukkah.
Well, he's not mechuyev.
But I guess a certain age that he's maybe a gil achinach or something, and you're giving him like out of the sukkah.
You can allow to give your wife to eat out of the sukkah.
No, you have to look up the Mag Avraham. Hey, there's a case. You'd be surprised. I think it's talking about even a cotton. It's less than a gil achinach because if a gil achinach it's partial. I think.
Give him,
it's absolutely right. So, l'biyadayim, I think that's the chesh. Whatever it is, there's a tzad to say that it's an iser to eat out of the sukkah. So, it's a shtik l'kum v'asei. Somewhat of a kum v'asei. You're not allowed to eat in the sukkah, you're going to eat out of the sukkah. So, that would be a chiddush. By sukkah, even such a case. But it's considered somewhat of an iser that would be enough to make it a kum v'asei. It's not just if I'm eating, I have to eat in the sukkah. Now there's an iser to eat out of the sukkah. So that's the chiddush here, more than stam. You're letting it pass, you're missing the mitzvah. Here you're positively eating chutz l'sukkah. That's the chiddush.
You can't eat chametz on Pesach because you're going on your shluchim mitzvah. Shluchim mitzvah doesn't part you from lavin. And a lav that
correct.
And a lav that God comes from Karakhe, it's also a lav.
Okay.
You don't get makos for it.
It's called an Israel, it's not a lav, it's an Israel. Okay. Oich choylen a sick person. I hear choylen a sick person umshamshayin and the servants pturim in asoka. Now, what's the case of choylen? I guess we're gonna obviously talk about choylen she'im by sakana. A choylen is Pashtus because of Teshu Ken Tadurim. It's dire. I guess also we're going to have to see in the Sugis exactly what the Patur is. In other words, Pashtus, I think it's Teshu Ken Tadurim. And if you have a headache or Rashi, I think the case is you're having, eye pain, v'chulu, and I guess that you're having it because you're in the Sukkah, right?
So when you're home, you would move away, you would go away from whatever is affecting you.
Correct. So the sukkah is bothering you. If you go in the house, it would be, I think that we're going to see the sukkah later, mitzvah in general, I think the place could say, it's only if you remove yourself from this situation, from the sukkah, and go inside, it's going to get, you're going to relieve the pain.
Doesn't improve, though, what's
but
the
if
point?
It doesn't improve, then it's not from the sukkah, you're not being mitzvah from the sukkah.
So just like you would stay in your house.
Correct. So I would assume that this chayla is having a certain chayli, and it's bothering him in the sukkah, and if he'd go inside, he would be relieved. Umisham Shein in the servant is also potim in a sukkah. And Shah is what his p'tur is. Also, maybe.
Is that talking what the Mishnah means? Because not mashma.
The what? Such
that
a.
It means that the sukkah is what's hurting you.
I think you have to say that. I think from the sukkah.
Is it talk about this?
It's very possible. It's not from the sukkah, the case of a chosn and an obu and a. We'll get there. Hopefully. And the Misham Shein, the Shah is the Misham Shein. Is that also, I think some say. Maybe the Choyla needs him, or is it because also by him, Teishu Kento, you would leave your house to go, is it because he's also Shtikul Oisik B'mitzvah? He's being busy with Bika Choyla, he is busy, he's attending the Choyla. So he's being busy with a mitzvah, or it's as Teishu Kento do, you would leave your house to go do...
We're not talking about Choyla, right.
Where the Choyli is not enough of a Choyli, that he's be'etzim, he can't do the mitzvah, he's like in a state of a choyla. He's be'etzim mechoyev in sukkah. It's just a svar for sukkah, specifically because teishu can't do it. It's like he's a choyla and then the sukkah's bothering him. So he would leave, normally he would get out from to relieve his pain, so he's part of al teishu can't do it. Misham shein l'choyra nichlal and that. He would go out of a sukkah to go serve someone else, some a choyla. So that's also missing in teishu can't do it. Also, you're allowed to eat and drink arai, like something arai, fish, meat, all those things. Only if it's kviyas, you're mechoyev in the sukkah. But achila and shti arai is chutz l'sukkah. Obviously, shina, sleeping, even arai is you have to do in the sukkah. And the svar is because a guy can take a 10-minute nap, and that's his freshes him off for the next 2 months. How many hours he can do vaita business kedeboy, that's his kviyas. Right. So it's always considered a kviyas, a shinas area. But oichlam v'shoyis
narayi. Everybody sleeps outside of their house. No one goes to sleep in the street.
You can't do it in your house.
What?
So mainly you sleep in the sukkah.
There are people who make sleeping in the car.
Here it
is. People sleep in the car all the time. You doze off anyway. If you're tired by a shiur, you don't sleep by a shiur.
People have sleeping sukkahs. They make on their porch.
Sleeping quarters.
Shir, and they make another one downstairs by the kitchen.
Shir is usually the best place to have a nap. I don't know. I hear you're not going to sleep. But I think that as far as Shinas Arai is always, it's considered the kvias.
Yeah, but the question is what's called Shinas Arai?
Okay, right.
You know,
right, Shir, we're going to get there, right.
You can say a couple hours also,
Shinas Arai. So Shluch HaMitzvah Purim HaSukkah is Oisik Mitzvah Dr. Gemara, Menon Amili, how do you know that shluch mitzvah apotim in asukah? The Tanur Rabbanu will not never ice it. It says in the parashah of Kriyashma, "B'shivtuch b'vesecho, prat lo oisik b'mitzvah, yipotim from Kriyashma." If someone is oisik b'mitzvah, is potim from Kriyashma. Or v'lechtecha b'derech, from the pasuk, from the words of v'lechtecha b'derech, we're being prat, excluding lechosl. A chosl is potim from Kriyashma. Mekan omru, from here we said, hakoynis is a psula, someone marries a psula. Potim, yipotim from Kriyashma, v'salmona, if you marry an almona, Chayev, you are Chayev. And we're going to get in a second the svaras here. And Rashi says, what do you need? It sounds like Rashi explains. Not sounds like. Rashi says, Rashi's explaining, what do you need the two dinim? The first thing in the Braise, we're doing Prat l'oisik b'mitzvah, is potem and amitzvah k'yishma. And another, b'lecht chavaderech, is Prat l'chosn. Why isn't that included? Chosn is also oisik b'mitzvah, in the mitzvah of Chmeis Be'ila, Pirviriv, that he's doing a mitzvah in the suin. So Rashi says, Alpha Gabdu Namah be mitzvah Torah, he's busy doing a mitzvah, it's Richel Treikur, you need both sukkah. Because for the first one, I wouldn't know it. Why? Even the chosn lav behead, you're actively doing a mitzvah. So that's the first din. But a chosin, he's not actually doing anything right now. He's not busy. He's torid. His mind is occupied with machsheves beila. The beila for laila rishoyner. Let put there a chosin. So we need the extra second pasuk for a chosin.
Also
considered oisik b'mitzvah b'adam
mitzvah. Not because of Isaac,
because
he's
tired. Oh, so the Gemara is going to. The Gemara is going
to. So Rashi's mashma. The point would be shown him hold that even Belial Yapata from Sukkah. So then
that's what's totally.
So
even Bishas Chaniyason, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was the Havamina that he's not actively doing now? You don't always have to be actively. Why do you have to actively be doing something?
So they have to give a different tariff. They'll hold the goofy, you're running out from here, that even Shas King and Yasser.
Okay. Maybe. Right here. Maybe.
You have to look in the round, I guess.
Yeah, right, that, I mean, if you hold Bishas Chaniyasa, which Pasha also reported, that was an answer to the previous Pnei was Kasha also, why there's a special Chiddush over Yosef Mitzvah, Potem Mitzvah, because it's even, we're not right. Being Yosef, he's an afterwards Bishas Chaniyasa reported. Okay, so these are the two good...
No, Bishas Chaniyasa is only Ptur, because Lamaise is going to...
It's going to affect you, right.
It's going to affect how you're going to work
right,
tomorrow.
Rashi later says that, yeah, there's one Svara like that, correct. But who said that? That's a svara. But who said that would be enough if you're not being busy right now?
Maybe it shouldn't. It's
right,
just
correct. Oh, even if it does hinder you a little bit.
Maybe it's not enough
not
to be involved.
Correct. And that's the chiddush here by sukkah.
If you wind up in a hotel that has a sukkah, you're going to go out and not use it? So that's
where we know. In the middle of the day, we learn out. Oisik mitzvah, potem mitzvah, they potem in kriyishma. My mashma, what do you see from this pasuk? To come to exclude Oisik b'mitzvah. Where do you take it out? Where do you draw it out from this pasuk? Amar Rav Huna, kederech. It's like a derech, like you're going on the way. Ma derech reshus. Rashi says ma derech hoylich b'derech schayre. I thought derech is not a reshus. A mitzvah from vasafta de gnecha. But ma derech reshus. Right, you're going for schayre. Whether you can go or not go, you decide. Right, to go on this specific trip or not. Derech is a reshus. I've called reshus. So too, every reshus, in the case of a reshus, you are chayim in kriyshma. Lafuke, come to exclude. Hi, this fella, the mitzvah asuk, he's busy doing a mitzvah. He is potter from kriyshma. Frekting more milo yaskinon. Aren't we? Isn't the pasuk also talking about the kozel of dvar mitzvah? What do you see in the pasuk that we howie sure. That he's going for a trip for business? Maybe he's going v'lechtech v'derech. He's going on a way to do a mitzvah. And still v'ka'am rechman a likri, and still the Torah says you likri, you should say kriyshma. And for the Gemara, the mashmoyus is from imkain lemikra b'sheves uvaleches. It should say b'sheves uvaleches. My b'shifticho uvalechticho. B'leches didach hu de mechayevis. Only in your going, in your halicha, yichayev in kriyshma ha. B'leches the mitzvah. But if you're going to do a mitzvah, p'tiris, you are potter. I guess from the lashon of b'sheves would have been any way b'sheves. Anywhere you're sitting, b'sheves or v'leches, when you're in the state of going, b'shivtecha, b'vesecha, you're going, which is reshus, lafuk, if you're going to do a mitzvah, that's not you're going, you're going for the mitzvah. There, that's how we're learning out that it's being mamayit. Soon, if someone's oisik mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Frekt gemori, hachi, if so, afil koinus almona, even if someone marries an almona, now, you should also be potter. And as the gemara is going now that you're busy, it's the mitzvah that's at hand over here, the mitzvah of getting married.
So why do you say chayiv?
So why is an amona, right, why are you chayiv? And for the Gemara, koinus is apsula torit. Your mind is occupied, you torit. Koinus almona, loy torit, almona is not torit. What's the torit from a koinus is apsula? Libay torit v'machsheves bila, and they speak out. It's machsheves of alesik besulim. If he's going to find besulim, he's not going to find besulim. It's only a besula has this level of tirda that's to pater him from kriyishma, but an almona is not as the mitzvah that we thought that a besul the koinus of besula is pater. It's as the tirda of the machshavah besula that has to do with the esek besulim, and almona by marrying an almona you don't have that. What? No, but I saw that that's how someone, I think someone is showing me. The Mishnah Berurah brought it, I don't know, I don't know where he gets it from, but I think it must be some Rishonim. Mishnah Berurah says, Alesed Besulim. I think it's brought down from Rishonim Achronim. What else would be the nafkamina between the Besun and Almona?
One had been before
Almona.
So what's
the
deal
with
him?
So
what's the deal
with him? More of a tirdu. More of a tirdu. It's his first eye. Okay, maybe.
What's a
tirdu?
He's more
it doesn't say that he was never married.
Yeah.
No, it could be has another five wives that were all Besulas.
Doesn't say he was married or he wasn't married. Chor has to do with the Besulam. Maybe there's another svara somewhere brought in. I have to remember, look up. But so that's the cheshev. Well, the Gemara.
Talking about that's now he's worried about finding Besulam.
What?
He's down because he's the machshav spila.
So why is the bayamona not machshav spila?
Because it's routine. It's nothing.
But it's not routine to him.
Yeah.
No, but
it's enough to mean it to her.
Because by Besula, it's a different kind of Bila for him.
Maybe he was never married before.
Here. We'll look into it. Clear. No, that's a Chayr. The Chayr
that
he's the Besula. Yeah, we'll go. Yeah, we'll go. If so, that the word that the svara by a besula is because of besula, and he turid it's al tirid and not al the mitzvah. Ma'at the tavis v'nos b'yam. If someone's boat is going down in the yam, is drowning in the yam, the turid is also busy. His mind is totally occupied. He can't focus properly on the mitzvah. He's preoccupied with something else. Achanam the potter. You're going to tell me your potter about the nisht? It doesn't make sense. He's busy with his own matzv. The Rashi explains that Hayde Parach Mashal the Tadosei Poitosei. The Gemara's Kashal. Well, right now we're going that the Tird is the only thing that's pattering him because he can't be Mechavnes Liboy. So Tovis Venos Abiyam, or business deal just crashed or whatever. You know something. That's what in the olden days it meant that you lost the Chassam. You lost your boat.
Is not a danger.
I don't think it sounds like it
already happened.
It already happened. It's not there. It's just he lost assets.
He's
in pain. He's depressed. He's fazet. So that chayr is torah. So therefore, it should be part of adanisht. Maybe yes. Maybe it's talk like that. Said the name from Rav that oval is chay b'chol mitzvah and oval is chay b'chol mitzvah moves b'toyre chutz minat tefillin besides tefillin shereinem em pe'er. There's a certain glory of tefillin pe'er and oval is if he's going to put on tefillin he's going to be in a state of pe'er and it's going to be a steerer to his avelus. So something specific of tefillin that he's potter. But in Kriyishma he's mechuyev. I and oval. Is preoccupied with his tsar, with his pain of his loss, and he's also can't be mechavim properly. Nevertheless, he says he's part of his chayim and krishma.
Because he's mechuyev to put it aside.
We'll see the Gemara, either we put it aside, or the Gemara is going to explain now, the vart is, that's the kasha, so he's tarred, and he still sees chayiv. So it can be that tavis v'nosa b'yam that has a tirda is potter because no different than novel. So if so, then why? If you tell me, then so why is but koines apsula yes, and if koines apsula yes, then koines almona also should be potter. And for the Gemara, hocha torah tirda the mitzvah, hosam torah tirda the rishus. By koines apsula, it's a combination. It's torah. He's torah of the machsheves beila, but it's because in beila looked a mitzvah from Peter Virivia. So it's torah the tirda the mitzvah. He's already Mekayim for every review.
No,
he's saying
Almana. Even the pizza.
No. So wait a second. So maybe the vart of Almana is both. It's both. In other words, you need a combination of both. It's the tirda of the Be'ila, but when it's tired, it's that tirda is of a tirda of a mitzvah. Combo. But if it's just the tirda of being koines as Almana, you don't have the tirda of the psulim. So even if he's busy doing a mitzvah, it's not enough. Torrid
and Torrid.
Correct. That's what it seems like. And Rashi explains that the chiddush of the mission is the loy mechayev lahosir daita. You don't have to take away your mind. The machsheves mitzvah reshoyne b'shvul zu haba'olof. You can continue being oisik reshoyne v'yitn libo v'yitn liboy on what the mekitzer. Right. One second. Hocha Torah Tirda Mitzvah. Hasam Torah Tirda Shus. Now, you see, tomorrow or today, there are two. It's not meant to be negated. The Sugi for Oisig Mitzvah. What would be without a Pasuk? You're busy doing one Mitzvah, right? Oisig Mitzvah. What do you need a Pasuk? Oisig Mitzvah for the Mitzvah. Why should I put aside this Mitzvah and do the other Mitzvah? What would be without a Pasuk? I would say stop what you're doing and do the other mitzvah. Mayul mehai mehai.
Right.
So some Rishonim want to draw from here that you see even when it's Efshel l'kayim shteim, you could do both. You can, you're busy doing a mitzvah. You can technically do the second mitzvah also. Efshel l'kayim shteim.
But if you preoccupied still, with the first one.
Oisik b'mitzvah, you're part from your second mitzvah. So the some Rishonim will learn oisik mitzvah from the mitzvah even if it's Efshel l'kayim shteim. And that would be the chiddush. But without that, but if you're potter from the second one, then what's the chiddush? Well, I should drop this and do that, make a day. So Amrish, the Ritva says, no, Avada, of course, you are, even if it's Efshel l'kayim shneim, you're potter, you only have to do one. So what's the chiddush? So he says, the chiddush is, that's his kasha. Lama likra, pshita, lama yeniach mitzvah zubim, v'nei mitzvah acheres, v'yesh loymer, d'akum mashma, afila boi lo niyem mitzvah, even if you would want to put this aside, you're busy doing a mitzvah. You want to stop this mitzvah. You have a premise. You want to go do yena mitzvah because let's say it's a bigger mitzvah. He says last mitzvah cheres gedoy lehimenu. I don't know how they measure gedoy leketana, but ain harishus biyade. Oysa the mitzvah pot the mitzvah tells me you pot because you're busy doing a mitzvah. It potters you from the second mitzvah. So you have no right to leave go of this mitzvah to do next. But that's one teretz of the ritual. It makes the right. Yes, pot means it makes the other mitzvah as a rishus. While you're doing this mitzvah, my other mitzvah becomes rishus. But mainly you can't stop of doing this mitzvah, do the next mitzvah. What? Sounds like it's a pot, a poiter. It potters the other mitzvah, and now, once it potters it, now it turns into rishus that you're not allowed to leave this mitzvah go, even if you want to. But without the pasuk, I would say, I'll take a pot from the next one, but if I want to drop it, I could drop it for the next one. In the second teretz, he says, let's say you have his mitzvah coming up in a certain zman. Ich weiß, 10 o'clock, you do...
You get a mitzvah
man tefillah. Man tefillah, man could go in kriyishma. Ushchites ha-pesach. You have mitzvahs that are totally with a zman kavua. V'koidim l'chein, and before that zman, boss, mitzvah acheris, he becomes another mitzvah. You would think, shetat v'lchenim v'acheris im yaschubo. If you're going to start, you're going to be mevatel your second mitzvah. Rishoyu lahaschal yilad the chiddush of oisik mitzvah pot the mitzvah is you're allowed to start this mitzvah shabala yodi achshav v'im yivat malacheres yivotel v'ein chashav poyrik atzmei memeno.
Not like that halach.
No, because we don't pass it like that. We don't pass it like that.
And you can be v'ein chashav poyrik atzmei kashav poyrikim olav machmas dvar mitzvah she'ein chiv a mitzvah olav at she'yegi zmana. Right now you don't have that mitzvah that's kavua later. Okay, right, that's not. Right, you by starting, you're going to think it's not, doesn't bother.
Otherwise, you perik the first.
Correct. This is what's at hand, you do it.
Right.
And even if you can be mavatl that. That's the chiddush of oisik mitzvah. I guess without the chiddush of oisik mitzvah, you would say if it's going to lead to a bittul mitzvah, maybe you don't even start.